This is Positive Parenting. Parenting expertise and advice from best-selling parenting author and national newspaper columnist, Mr. Dad, Armin Brott.
Best-selling author of Expectant Father and the New Father series, Armin Brott.
Joining us now from Oakland, California is Armin Brott.
Armin Brott.
Now, from MrDad.com, here's Armin Brott.
Good morning and welcome to Positive Parenting. I'm Mr. Dad, Armin Brott. Over the years on Positive Parenting, we've talked a lot about money. We talked a couple of weeks ago about women and money. We've talked often about getting kids ready for money, teaching them about it, what it is and what it isn't, and what it doesn't do and what it does do. And we talked about taxes. This week, on the second half of the show, I want to talk about investing, because that's something that's really going to be involved in all of those other things. And we're going to be talking about how to get to a place in your investment so you'll actually be able to sleep at night. But for the first half of the show, I want to talk about something else that requires a lot of discipline, and that is disciplining our kids. And my guest to do that is Jane Nelson, who's the author of Positive Discipline A to Z, 1001 Solutions to Everyday Parenting Problems. Jane, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
I should say thank you for joining us again. You were on the show a number of years ago about one of the books, and you've got a whole series of positive discipline books. You've got Positive Discipline for Toddlers and Infants and Single Parents and... You've really kind of done the whole discipline thing.
Yes.
So I have to ask you, do you have kids of your own, or is this something you've only tried on other people's kids?
Oh, I have only 7 grandchildren and 19, almost 20 grandchildren.
Wow. Okay, you win. That's just to have having made it through all that, you're okay. So let's talk about positive discipline as opposed to other kinds of discipline. What is it that makes positive discipline a separate kind of a thing?
Well, what surprises a lot of people is that I tell them there's no punishment, no rewards, no praise. And so often people say, what else is there? Well, there is a lot else. And what they are is non-punitive parenting tools that are really designed to help children learn self-discipline, responsibility, cooperation, problem-solving skills, because it focuses on solutions, getting kids involved in finding solutions for the behavior challenges rather than making them pay for what they did through punishment. We want them to learn what they do through thinking skills and problem-solving skills.
Well, how do you start that off? Let's start off with something easy, starting off with a very young child so you can hopefully get into this, and then I'll ask you the tough stuff about how do you do it with